So welcome everyone to Lightning Talks. We're continuing with Flavio with his amazing project for running Perl.
Okay, yeah, thank you for coming. So yeah, this is about Perl programming language. It was developed in the 90s together with the internet, and yeah, Perl was basically created on top of C language as a way to make things easier, ported to many different computers. So basically Perl ran everywhere that a C language was available. Yeah, when the internet came, Perl was the easiest way to put things online. So it got really popular at that time. This is the Perl port page. It shows where Perl currently runs, and you can see a long list of Unix derivatives, DOS, even Windows, and really some less popular computers, like, yeah, VMS, and yeah, things we probably don't have even access to, like EBCD platforms, mainframes. So it's a bit of a surprise that Perl doesn't run in the JVM. So why not? Is several attempts were made, but traditionally Perl runs on top of C language, and running C on top of JVM is actually making it very slow. Perl has its own VM, its bytecode interpreter, and porting a VM to run on top of another VM makes it consider that you have the raw CPU, a VM makes it maybe 2-3 times slower. If you create another VM on top of it, it will be 10 times slower. So that's really, yeah, not going to be practical. But yeah, running Perl without C means rewriting. And there's a lot of problems with that, especially the semantics, how Perl works. It's a very fine tuning of features, and it's very hard to describe this in a different language from scratch. So what makes this project possible is that, yeah, AI. I made a small, so I figured I could make this, but with help. I wrote a small prototype in Perl and Java to figure out if the concepts would work, like closures, the parser. And I figured a way to make it pluggable, like a very small parser with sub-languages. And it actually worked. I used the Perl tests, the standard Perl tests, as a target for test-driven development. And once the main objective was in place, having this basic language in place, I started going test by test, simplest ones first, and then the most complex, until get enough Perl working. This is now 1.5 years on, and it started with a discussion with architecture on ChatGPT and how to build documentation. There's a lot of things going on. It's not an AI project. I made this myself, but I asked AI for help. For example, very frequently a feature was implemented that broke another feature. And AI helped figure out, okay, this is what this is actually needs to be done. So this, what is the logic to make those features compatible and implemented in the same source code? And you see, I didn't mention looking at Perl source code. I never looked at the Perl source code. This is all made in terms of behavior, in terms of test-driven development. So what the tests show me, I need to implement. So currently, we have a number of CPAN modules. CPAN is the repository for Perl contributions. Yeah, currently Perl on Java runs DBI, which is the database connectors. It has HTTP support. It has several file types support. And many CPAN modules, pure Perl modules also run directly in Perl on Java. The standard Perl has interface with the C. It's called XS. And Perl on Java also has XS, but it connects to Java. So for example, for DBI, it connects to JDBC directly. It doesn't need the internally conventional Perl uses database drivers, but in case of Perl on Java, it only needs one driver, JDBC. So it was really easy to port. It's a large, relatively large file on Java, but it's a single database driver. So let's go to features. I built this feature matrix to, for myself to keep track of what's going on, how much of Perl is implemented. And currently, it has a lot of greens and a few reds. Red is things that are not really compatible between Perl and JVM. And for example, destroy blocks. Destroy is called when a variable is no longer used. It's when Java does the garbage collection. But there is no hook in Java to tell me when a variable is destroyed. So currently, no destroy blocks. There are workarounds, but I don't want to go there, at least not yet, or maybe optionally, because it would make the language slower. Yeah, and XS itself is different. It's Java related, not C. So CPAN modules that use C will not be directly runnable. But yeah, AI can fix that. I already ported a few modules, and it's relatively easy. C integration is actually doable. There are hooks in Java to call C modules, so that's not really a big problem. Yeah, things partially supported. I think most important is regexes. So there is a preprocessor in Perl on Java that transforms the Perl specific regex into to be runnable by Java regex engine. But there are some things that Java regex engine just cannot do. So I'm thinking maybe in the future re-implement regex engine or use something like Ruby library. It will come in some way, but a lot of regex is already in place. Yeah, some things like backtracking controls, they don't exist in Java. And also some optimizations. There are some special cases in regex that they take a long time in Java, and in Perl it's fast. So yeah, maybe a custom regex engine actually makes sense. Yeah, for operators and statements, this is all done, all implemented. Yeah, there's here. Yeah, smart match was deprecated, so not there. Let's see what else. Yeah, special control control flow operators, Perl has Go 2, and it can do some really interesting stuff. Some things are actually implemented, but not everything. And and then porting modules. There is I/O layers is something Perl supports to read files in different encodings. This is supported. Variables, modules. Yeah, like I said, DBE is there, DBI. Pragma's version features. Features is something in Perl that allows it to be backwards compatible. So you have an old Perl program. It makes features and experimental features make it make Perl behave as a specific version. And finally, I think most important at the moment is Java segment size limitation. Java originally was implemented as 16-bit, 64K blocks. And if you try to compile a method that gives more than 60,000 bytes, it dies with a method too large. But Perl doesn't have this limitation, so the fix is to split methods into smaller methods. This is already implemented, but has still some problems. And finally, optimizations. I'll make a small DBI test. Let's open this example. DBI, so this is standard Perl. The only special thing here is the database connection string is starts with JDBC. And everything else is exactly the same as Perl. This actually runs in Perl or Perl on Java, if you have the right driver. What else? I think it's interesting to show as a last thing, you know, Perl has, because it has enthusiastic people in Perl doing testing the limits of the syntax, Perl can do things like this. This is a toy in Perl that you write a program that is just for fun and try to make it as different as possible. And it, the game is that this should print another Perl hacker. And with JPerl can actually understand this. So it shows how the syntax integration actually works. The success story is performance is actually very OK. It's about the same as Perl. And it's now running a 250,000 unit tests from Perl. If you run Perl with all the all the modules, it's about 2 million tests. But the core Perl is not that big, so it's over. I think 95% of Perl core is already in place. We probably don't have time for questions. Maybe one question? No questions. Then we can talk later. And thank you.